some Monarch on Wild Coast Radio. Going home, Dr. Alban before that. Look who's talking. Well, we'll tell you now who's talking to us, and that's Shona Sani from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. It's Tuesday morning, and of course on a Tuesday we talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And with that, we say good morning to Shona Sani. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you for having me again this morning. Good morning to the...
It's an absolute pleasure. And Shona Sani, let's kick off with the topic today. We're talking about probiotics. And what are the basics? What are probiotics?
Probiotics are good bacteria that can help you to keep you healthy. So you can find probiotics in fermented food like yogurt, amasi, kefir. And when you eat probiotics, they help populate your gut with good bacteria, which can lead to various healthy benefits.
Okay. So, and interesting, you mentioned yogurt and masi. So, you know, basically dairy products in their various forms or fermented forms are good sources.
Yes. Dairy products that are fermented, they are a good source of probiotics.
Okay. And what about prebiotics? How do they fit into it?
When it comes to prebiotics, they are non-digestible fiber that feed beneficial bacteria in the gut. So these ones, they promote a healthier balance of gut bacteria. They're usually found in food like fruits, vegetables, and whole grains because these foods are higher in fiber that then promote prebiotics.
Okay, and how do probiotics and prebiotics work together? That's, the obviously there's a process.
Yes. The reason why we're saying they need to work together is because both of them, they are beneficial. And when they are used together, they form a synergic combination known as synobiotics. So this can enhance the survival and effectiveness of probiotics, which will lead to improved gut health as well as the immune system function.
And the common health benefits of probiotics, what are the benefits?
Probiotics, it does have a significant impact on various aspects of our health. First of all, they can help boost your immune system by reducing the risk of illness like the common cold and flu. Probiotics also may support heart health by lowering cholesterol levels because usually when you eat food that are high in probiotics and prebiotics, they bind cholesterol out of the body, which in turn will lower the blood cholesterol levels as well as the blood pressure, which can then reduce the risk of heart disease. Additionally, also research suggests that probiotics may have a role in cancer prevention, although the research here is still needed to fully understand their potential mechanism on how they can reduce cancer. Probiotics can also have a positive effect on mental health, which means that they elevate symptoms of depression and anxiety by management, particularly when combined with a healthy diet as well as regular exercise. They can also improve digestive health by regulating bowel movements, reducing the symptoms of what we call irritable bowel syndrome, and as well as enhancing the absorption of essential minerals and vitamins. So by incorporating prebiotics and probiotics on our diet, we can experience this benefit as well as to lead to an overall improvement in our health and well-being.
Right. And then, Shona Sani, how can listeners incorporate probiotics and prebiotics in their diet?
To get the most of prebiotics and probiotics, people should focus on incorporating whole foods into your diet. So probiotics, I've mentioned earlier on, we need to include a variety of fruits like apples, bananas, berries, as well as vegetables like asparagus, garlic, and onions. Whole grains like oats, barley, and whole wheat bread and legumes like beans and peas. They are also rich in probiotics fiber that can help feed the good bacteria in the gut. When it comes to probiotics, as I've mentioned, that they come mostly from the dairy products. So we should ensure that we include things like yogurt with live and active cultures, kefir, a fermented milk drink or amasi, and a fermented vegetable like cabbage, Kimish or Pinkles. Other fermented products like kombucha, which is a fermented tea, it can also be beneficial because it can provide you with probiotics.
And what are key considerations to keep in mind when taking probiotic supplements? You know, this is always a burning issue. Should you or should you not take supplements?
When it comes to supplementing with probiotic, nuance is a key. Because while probiotics can be incredibly beneficial for the gut health and overall well-being, the effect can vary greatly depending on the specific strain, on the dosage, as well as the individual circumstances. For instance, some probiotic strains may be more effective for digestive issues, while others may be better situated for immune system support. Additional factors like gut microbiome, unique composition, your diet, as well as your health status, they can also influence how well probiotics works in an individual. Furthermore, also the quality as well as the potency of supplement, they can also differ significantly between brands, making it essential to choose a reputable manufacturer as well as to consult with a health professional to determine the best approach for your specific needs. So by acknowledging this nuisance, a person can be able to harness the potential benefits of prebiotics and probiotic supplementation while minimizing potential drawbacks.
Right. So that makes sense. You know, not just a case of popping into the nearest health shop or supplier and saying, I want those probiotics. You know, there's got to be a reason for it, and obviously gets guidance before you do so.
Yes, you need to get guidance because not everything works for everyone.
Right.
So everyone has their own needs, and advice that you can get from a healthcare professional, it will help you to choose the best probiotics that will help you.
That makes sense. And Shona Sani, thank you very much for sharing your expertise today. But where can listeners find more information on healthy behavior and how to make healthy choices? The Heart and Stroke Foundation, of course, has a lot of resource material available.
And listeners can find more information about heart health and brain health and healthy eating, as well as recipes on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. They can call us on 021-422-1586 if they want to speak with one of our healthcare professionals. Our open hour office Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Great. Shona Sani, thank you very, very much. Have a good week and looking forward to chatting again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and thank you so much to the listeners. Have a great week ahead, and we'll chat again next week, Tuesday.
Thanks, Shona Sani. That's Shona Sani Nepalama, the nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And this chat will be on our website later on today, Wild Coast Radio. .co.za if you want to re-listen and pick up some points you may have missed.